From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And as so many are today, we're remembering the king of the blues. B.B. King died late last night at his home in Las Vegas. He was 89.
He'd been still performing as late as last fall, but he did suffer from diabetes and was receiving hospice care. Let's bring in Tom Cole, NPR senior arts editor. And Tom, obviously, the loss of B.B. King is just enormous. He was a legend. So let's just talk about where the man and his music came from. Remind us of his origins.
He was born on a plantation in Mississippi. He started playing on street corners around his hometown. He grew up in Indianola, playing blues and gospel, and always used to joke that the gospel fans never put any money in his hat, but the blues fans always did. So that pretty much set him on his course. He made his way to Memphis, where he landed a spot on Howlin' Wolf's radio show and then got his own show on WDIA, which was a pretty well-known station, I think the first well-known station in the United States with an all-black format. And he always used to say that radio was a big deal for him.
Well, so tell us a little bit more about that, because it's interesting to hear that he had his own show, and that was really one of the things that sort of launched him nationally.
B.B. King's real gift was his ability to connect with an audience. He used to say that he learned that on radio. Sitting there in a studio, not being able to see the audience, he would just imagine them out there and would imagine having big, long arms that he could reach out through the radio and you know, embrace them. Imagine that, you know, he's playing in a club or in a concert. There's a spotlight shining on his face. The club is smoky. He can't really see the audience, so he just closes his eyes, imagines them out there, and connects with them. You know, and that was his real talent, his ability to convey the blues.
And, you know, Tom, in hearing you describe that, the image of B.B. King with the spotlight on his face and closing his eyes and like, feeling and playing the blues, I feel like there are so many images of him doing exactly that, that's what he did. He closed his eyes and yet he was reaching out and sending the blues to everyone listening to them. I can just see it in my mind's eye as you describe it. So let's listen to a little bit of more music from B.B. King doing exactly that and playing the blues.
Every day I have the blues. Every day I have the blues. When you see me wearing a woman, and it's you I hate to lose.
So a little bit more swing in that track by B.B. King. I mean, he was so influential in the world of music. Can you tell us more about that?
I think he was hugely influential because he was the blues musician people knew. Fans, musicians, if there was one record that they had, a blues record, it was a B.B. King record. Their parents had a B.B. King record. And he toured relentlessly to get his music out there. It's what he loved to do, you know, again, connecting with an audience. But it was also something that he felt he had to do. He enjoyed early popularity with black audiences in the 1940s and 50s, but with the advent of R&B and soul, blues kind of fell out of favor. A lot of people, you know, black people felt that it was old-fashioned, that it harkened back to an era they'd, you know, just as soon move away from. And so he adapted. He started playing for colleges. He played in prisons. He played, you know, any place that people would listen. And he never let up. He toured relentlessly to get his music out there. Even as recently as last fall, he was touring when, you know, in October, he had to cancel a tour because of ill health.
Well, I wonder, what would you like people to remember about B.B. King? I mean, for a man who has been such a major part of music for so long, is there something that we don't know?
You know, he was known for that smooth voice and that piercing guitar sound. It's so distinctive, so singular. You could just hear a few notes and know it was him. But what I found interesting in putting together his obituary was the extent to which he was really interested in jazz, I mean, in some ways you can hear Nat King Cole in the way he sang. He, on his radio show, played Dinah Washington and Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Jordan and always said that he wanted to make a jazz record. But unfortunately, he never did.
Well, Tom Cole is NPR's senior arts editor. Tom, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.